What's up? Conference connection. Your talents are needed. In the April 2013 General Conference, several church leaders spoke about how each of us can help build God's kingdom in meaningful ways. For example, you have your own special contribution to make, and God can magnify that contribution in a mighty way. Your ability to contribute is not dependent upon your calling in the church. Your opportunities for service are endless. If you are waiting on the sidelines, I encourage you to get in the game. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the first presidency, four titles, Ensign, May 2013, page 61. You will find that most opportunities to minister consist of small, sincere acts that help others become followers of Jesus Christ. David L. Beck, Young Men General President, Your Sacred Duty to Minister, Ensign, May 2013, page 57. What might be some of those endless opportunities for service? Well, maybe a friend or relative could use a pick-me-up visit or a phone call. Or perhaps you could do one or two of your siblings' chores before they get home. If you pray for guidance, you'll likely be amazed at how many ways you can pitch in and make a difference.
Unexpected calling. Hannah P., a Laurel from Illinois, USA, thought she had a handle on what it means to accept and fulfill a calling. After all, she'd already served as Miami-Dade class president and later as second counselor in the Laurel class presidency. But then she was given a ward calling she never expected, family history consultant. This came as a shock, Hannah says. This wasn't a calling for a 16-year-old. It was a calling for older, wiser people. Shock notwithstanding, Hannah accepted the calling and rolled up her sleeves, so to speak. Soon she realized she really could make a difference. It doesn't matter what age you are. Anyone can do family history, she says. Hannah spends one evening a week at the local family history center working on family search and teaching others to do the same. See familysearch.org. Not only do I have the opportunity to fill the spirit of Elijah myself, she says, but I can also help others fill it. She loves helping people find a family name they've been trying to find for months. They're thrilled, she says, about such moments. One of Hannah's favorite experiences was helping a group of young men and young women learn how to do indexing. It was amazing to see how fast they caught on, she says. It was just like Elder David A. Bednar teaches. Our fingers are meant for so much more than texting and tweeting. See, the hearts of the children shall turn, Ensign, November 2011, pages 24 through 27. Watch a video about another young woman called as a family history consultant at lds.org/go/83fh.
5 items not to forget on your next hike. Plenty of water. Try bringing multiple small bottles so you can distribute the weight evenly in your backpack or share with others as needed. Non-perishable food. Hiking burns a lot of energy, several hundred calories an hour. Even after a big breakfast, you'll still need to refuel on a long hike. Nuts, dried fruit, and granola bars make great options. A small first aid kit. A compass, even if you know the area. A mobile phone in case of emergency.
My favorite scripture, 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 6. And I was led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which I should do. I really like this scripture because it says that you don't always need to know specifically what to do as long as you have the Spirit with you. You can keep the Spirit in your life by keeping the commandments and staying close to Heavenly Father through prayer. Last year my family was going to move, and we didn't know where to go. We prayed a lot, and the Spirit guided us to move from Maryland to Illinois. It was hard, but in the end it turned out nice for our family. I know that if we keep the commandments, then the Spirit will be with us and the Lord will guide us. Joshua S., 14, Illinois, USA.
We've got mail. Serving a mission. I like the story, Should I Leave or Stay, in the March 2011 New Era. When I read it, I realized that I should go on my mission no matter what the circumstances might be, because I will be doing Heavenly Father's work. Jameson J., age 13, Colorado, USA.
Living the standards. I have found that dressing correctly and modestly never feels bad. When I went to Young Women Camp, Youth Conference, and EFY, it was impossible to doubt that being modest is the right way to be. We have to keep in mind that our clothing can't make anyone uncomfortable if we're dressed appropriately. Kendi B., 16, Belgium.
We love hearing from you, whether it's sending us a message or leaving a comment online. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Work, or leave a comment on any article at youth.lds.org. You can also email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. End of What's Up.